American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Hey, we're part of a significant coalition.
That's Kirk Wilbur. He's the Director of Government Affairs with the California Cattlemen's Association. He's talking about an action that could have broader impacts than the Federal Waters of the U.S. rule, now being rewritten by the Trump administration. The state of California is aggressively moving to finalize new Waters of the State procedures and a new wetland definition by the end of the year. The farm and ranching industry is very concerned about the possible new major regulation. Kirk Wilbur said it's such an onerous regulation that the concern goes well beyond the farm and ranching industries in California.
Building industry interests that are involved in that, you've got really a diverse group of stakeholders because it would have broad-reaching implications for a lot of industries here in California.
And if this regulation is enacted, it would mean if a cattleman or woman wanted to dig a ditch to capture some seasonal water, it could take years to get approved.
Right, years and quite a lot of money.
That's Kurt Wilbur. He's the Director of Government Affairs with the California Cattlemen's Association. And Dennis Sun is a cattleman and president of the Wyoming Stock Growers Association. He noted that years ago, his great-grandfather came out from Vermont and settled in the West near Casper and began ranching and accumulating a lot of land. And something very unique is on that land still today.
At that time, the Oregon Trail went through the ranch along with the Pony Express. At one time, we were the largest owners of the Oregon Trail.
And even today, you can see a depression running through their land.
Today, it just looks like a two-track road. It wasn't just one single track. In some places, there may be two or three different types of tracks going up through the country. You know, it depends on whether the wagons were pulled by horses or oxen or whatever.
That looked like a lot of traffic had gone through there over the years.
No, it's still there. It's just that we've divided up the ranch since then. It's family, big family ranch. And we were about 550,000 acres, and we divided up among them.
Of course, something like that could be a problem on a private ranch than a son.
Well, it was getting to be kind of a hardship because there's always people on it, and they all thought they had a right to be on it. And it was kind of, the public was always around. It was kind of like trying to ranch in a fishbowl, you know.
That's Dennis Sun, a cattleman, and the president of the Wyoming Stock Growers Association. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.